We're driven by the search for better, so when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't actually to search, it's to match, and I match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So something that I'm doing with my 75 hard prioritization challenge is I have to do an outdoor workout every day, and I've been doing either a walk or a form of like a run and a walk to kind of get more into running again since the weather's getting nice outside. It's been really, really nice, but because the weather is getting hotter, that means it's so much easier for me to be dehydrated, and I don't like the taste of just water. I find it super boring, bland, so that's why I like to spice it up a little bit and add in liquid IV. It just makes the water taste so much better, and it's actually doing things for me, like hydrating me way more than just water alone. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code manifest at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code manifest at liquidiv.com. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. And I can't believe I'm making this episode because I so clearly remember a few years ago, I said, I will never in my life do 75 hard because it is so toxic. It leads to like just a whole bunch of issues. Like, I just think it's so extreme and I'll never do it. Well, here we are. Here we are. Okay, so I'm not doing it, but I'm doing it. But let me explain. Okay, let me explain. First of all, by the title, you guys can see that these are my health and fitness goals for the spring going into the summer. And the reason that I wanted to make this episode was one, to just be totally candid, vulnerable, and open with you guys. But two, is also to kind of hold myself accountable. And three, if anyone wants to do this along with me, it's always better to have a buddy system and we could be buddies. Okay? So there's that. Let me backtrack by saying a few things. Number one, the reason I said I would never do 75 hard a few years ago or whenever it was that I said it is because where I was at the time was in a really strange place. I used to really talk about this, like during COVID, I want to say from like 2018 till about 2020, I really struggled with body image and, binge eating, like especially 2019, 2020, I would binge eat all the time whenever I could. I was really, really stressed out, and the way that I would relieve that stress was through food, and I would just eat a ton, and it was so comforting to me, and I felt really good in the moment, but then as soon as I was done, just like super remorseful, just like textbook binge eating, you know, all the symptoms, all the side effects of it, like everything that you see and hear about binge eating, I was doing it like textbook, except for two things. Number one, I never hid my food from anyone. Like I never was stashing it away and like eating in private. But I think a big reason of that was because I was normally living alone. And it wasn't until I moved into an apartment in Philly with a few girls, like right before COVID hit, that I started to kind of realize like maybe I eat a little bit more than the normal. But I lived alone for the most part, so I never had to like hide anything. And then when I would go out to eat with friends, it was always just like, we're ordering a bunch of food, right? Or if I had friends over, I was just like, let's just get a bunch of food because like we're here together. Like that's what you do. You bond over food. So to me, it never felt weird and I never hid my food. The second thing was I never would like purge or do anything like that afterwards. I just had a ton of guilt and I gained a bunch of weight from it. Like I think I gained at least 20 pounds from just binge eating all the time. And that's really where I was. And I felt a lot of, I struggled a lot with it because I was, you know, in the fitness industry, I still am, but I have a very different take on it now than I did 4 years ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago at this point. That's crazy that 2018 was 6 years ago. That's crazy. Moving on from that. I had a really different approach to it. This was also a pre-COVID world. Things were different anyway. But I really struggled with binge and I was just kind of getting over that. And I have a bunch of episodes that I can link below about my very candid struggles with it and how I quote unquote overcame it and how I just got to a better place with my body and my food and my relationship with the two and things like that. I can link all that below. So as I was in like the thick of this healing, I was like, I'm not going to do anything that could trigger this again or that could bring this back up. And that's when I mentioned the comment of like, I'm never going to do 75 hard because it's so extreme. And I agree. I still think it's very extreme. It's so extreme and it could just lead me back down a path that I don't want to go down, like the whole following a diet, because that was a big thing that got me out of binge eating is I would binge a lot because I was trying to be really strict with myself and eating a certain way and lifting a lot and like getting to a certain physique. That is not my priority at all. And I know my triggers now, right? Like I know the things that I need to look out for or that I need to avoid completely or the things that I need to just be a bit more mindful of. Or like I really understand myself a lot more now than I did 6, 5 years ago. So the whole like follow a diet, you know, 4 years ago when I was just kind of getting over all this, getting into a good headspace, I was like, that could be really triggering for me. Forcing 2 workouts a day, that could be really triggering for me. Forcing to drink so much water, like that could be really triggering. Like all these things were just trigger, 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 right? Now, 4 years later, still understanding my body, I've just been able to completely reframe this whole narrative of health and fitness for me. Working out no longer is a motive to look a certain way, but to feel good, right? Like I've found exercise and movement that I really like, that works well for me, whether it be yoga, Pilates, walking, spin. Like I don't force the lifting or the CrossFit or the high intensity workouts, even though there are moments when I do enjoy lifting and I do enjoy high intensity. I forget where I was, but the other day I had like a taste of like a high intensity workout and I was like, that felt really good. Like that really just itched a scratch that I had in my brain that I didn't even know I had. And it felt good. So like there definitely are days that I feel the craving to do something more intense. And on those days I do that. But the motive is now no longer to look a certain way or to lose weight or to see a number on the scale. It's very much so because it makes me feel good, right? I want the mental clarity that comes from it. I like the routine that I get from it. I like the happiness that comes from it. It's those kinds of things that make it worth it to me. It's the movement, the mindful movement. And I really like that re-narrative of it. And the motive is now different. So I'm in a really good place with working out. When it comes to food, nothing is off the table for me. I, you know, from 2016 to 2020, I was very much so, like, I don't want to say a yo-yo dieter, but I almost was. I was, you know, really into veganism in 2016, 2017. I mean, I made my whole YouTube channel about that. And that's arguably when I was the most popular on YouTube, is when I would talk about what I eat in a days and my vegan journey and, you know, like these health vlogs that I would make and work out with me and stuff like that. Like, that was almost more popular than my makeup stuff, if not more popular. Like, I look back at that, and I'm like, that was, you know, when people say, oh, I used to watch you on YouTube, most of the time they talk about that era. So to me, from 2016 to 2020, it was this very yo-yo dieting, and I would eat the way I would eat again to get to a number on the scale or to fit into macros or to look a certain way. And that's when I would binge, because I would crave, you know, a cookie, and I wouldn't let myself eat the cookie that I wanted. I would make like a healthy alternative, and then I'd have 20 healthy alternative cookies instead of just the one cookie that I freaking wanted. You know what I mean? So like, that was my mindset then. And now all food's on the table. I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want. And there's no limitations. There's no restrictions. And I eat because it fuels me, it feels good, and it's nourishing to me. If I want Chick-fil-A, I'll have Chick-fil-A. If I want a salad, I will have a salad. If I want, you know, chicken and rice, I will have chicken and rice. If I want lasagna soup, I will have lasagna soup. Like, nothing is off the table for me. And that has been really freeing. And those two things combined, mindful movement and a freeing all foods on the table mindset, has become a steady, I don't want to say lifelong, because it's only been 4 years, but that's the best word that comes to mind. It's like this lifelong narrative of, this is how I sustain a healthy for me lifestyle that is good mentally. And that's what's most important, is that mentally I feel really good with those two things. We're driven by the search for better, so when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't actually to search, it's to match, and I match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love the most about Indeed is that I've been using it on both ends, meaning I've hired people from Indeed, and my boyfriend gets a lot of his work from Indeed as well. So I can tell you from both sides, it's super beneficial and really, really works. On my end, when it comes to hiring people that I need for my businesses, I'm super specific, and I really don't want to waste time interviewing candidates that don't really meet exactly what I'm looking for. So with Indeed, I can just put out exactly what I'm looking for, and they give me the best people. When I tell you, like, they're all overqualified, the hardest part of the job now becomes picking out who to have employed. And it's like a great problem to have. They leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So Indeed's matching engine really does get better the more you use it, which is super cool. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So something that I'm doing with my 75 hard prioritization challenge is I have to do an outdoor workout every day. And I've been doing either a walk or a form of like a run and a walk to kind of get more into running again since the weather's getting nice outside. It's been really, really nice. But because the weather is getting hotter, that means it's so much easier for me to be dehydrated. And I don't like the taste of just water. I find it super boring, bland. So that's why I like to spice it up a little bit and add in liquid IV. It just makes the water taste so much better, and it's actually doing things for me, like hydrating me way more than just water alone. I really like liquid IV because it provides me with the benefits that I need, like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and it has clinically tested nutrients. And they have 3 times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, plus the 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's very obvious why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. What I really like is that I'm able to take it with me. So a lot of the times I've been going on trails, so I'll take a Liquid IV with me, and then when I'm done, I'll pour it in a water bottle, and it's just so delicious. It really does make my water tastes so much better, and it's just really easy to bring on the go with me, and I really, really like it. What I really like is that you just need 1 stick and 16 ounces of water, and it hydrates you better than water alone. It has a science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into an extraordinary hydration. It has 3 times the electrolytes of any leading sports drink, and it has 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's also non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and sugar-free. I prefer the sugar-free flavors, and I really like the white peach. That's been my current favorite. But I'm also having like a renaissance with lemon lime. There's something about lemon lime flavoring that a few years ago I couldn't even touch it. Now I can't get enough of it. So those two are without a doubt my favorite. What's also really cool is their proprietary amino acid, a loose blend, is Liquid IV's innovative hydration solution with 0 sugar and 0 artificial sweeteners. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MANIFEST at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MANIFEST at liquidiv.com. So my mindset now is very set and very solid to where it was 3 years ago when I was just kind of getting over this, right? And really learning this and still implementing this and speaking freely about it on this podcast. But now it's very much so like that's just how I live my life, and that feels really good. So with that being said, why start 75 hard, or why even make an episode about fitness goals? You know, it could be triggering, it could be this, it could be that. Yes, all very true. But I wanted to make this episode particularly because I talk a lot about how the spring and summer is my busiest time of year. And that's because I have businesses down at the Jersey Shore. So I'm at the beach a lot, and I travel a lot back and forth between the beach and between home. And that's, you know, like about a 2-hour commute. I also kind of have this sense of when the spring and summer starts, my personal life goes on the back burner, and it's the business comes to the center of my life. And like the business is the sun, right? And I am earth, and I just revolve around my businesses. And when I have time for me, great. But when I don't, that's just how it is. And I think back to 2 summers ago in 2022, and I was so like radiant and so glowy. And I just remember I just felt healthy the whole summer. And I'm not even talking about how I looked or, you know, none of that. It was just how I felt. And I truly remember feeling this way. And I can look back on pictures and I can see it in my face. I just felt so radiant and healthy and alive and happy. And I think back to what was different that summer than what is different right now. And I think the thing that was different was in that summer, I still really prioritized myself. Last summer, as soon as I added a second studio down at the shore, that really changed a lot of things. I got astronomically busier managing two locations on my own. But then this year, adding in a third location, you guys, it's been a really big undertaking, and it's been a huge undertaking that I didn't really account for. I think I got really excited and really caught up in the number of having three locations down at the Jersey Shore and the opportunity and the what could be. And that was really exciting for me. And then when I got down into it a few weeks ago and had to, you know, fit out the studios and put everything together and managing all three and the schedules and the staff, and, you know, I've like 50 employees this summer. Like it's really big. It's really crazy. Thinking about all of that and, you know, actively living in all of that, I got even busier. And the first thing that left last summer and again this spring was my self-care. And I went on a yoga retreat a month and a half ago now at this point. And I remember saying to myself at this yoga retreat that the number one thing that I wanted out of this retreat was to feel peace and to go into my busiest season really leading with love and integrity and intention and peace. And I think we hear this all the time, and it's like such a cliche thing to say, but the thing is that you can't wait until all the stars align to begin. You can't always wait till Monday to begin. You can't always wait for the timing to be perfect to begin. And that's with anything, whether you want it to be a new fitness routine or a new job or a new mindset or a new relationship. Like we always wait for a clean break, right? And we always wait for the perfect timing, but there's never going to be the perfect time unless you make the perfect time. So when I think back to 2022, when I just had my one studio down at the shore and I was just radiant and happy, that was really the summer that I was like in cruise control. And I said that to myself because the summer of 2020 was obviously, like it goes without saying, it was just crazy and weird. Then summer of 2021 felt like the first real summer that I was able to open Stride Sea Isle. Even though I opened the year before, it was like a weird year, obviously. So 21, I hired a ton of new girls and I was just working a lot that summer. And it was an experience for sure. So then the next summer, I had pretty much the same amount of girls come back. They all knew what to do. I knew what to do. And it was just a very cruise control summer. I wasn't like working overtime. I was very much so enjoying my summer, prioritizing my self-care, prioritizing my movement, my health, prioritizing just, it was very cruise control. And then summer of 23, I added on the second location in Sea Isle, got a little crazy. And then this year, adding a location in Avalon, so having three studios down there, it just got even crazier. And I just have kind of like accepted like, okay, like my self-care is going to go out the window for a little bit of time, but that's going to be okay because the business is now the center of the universe and I just revolve around it. And like, that's just what it's going to be for right now. And that's just going to have to be okay. And then all the symptoms of stress started coming up. Cold sores, which for me, big symptom of stress, have a cold sore. Cold sores are coming up. I was just so like, I couldn't even recognize myself. I was just so triggered by anything. Like I would just start crying. I was so emotional. I just like really wasn't, it didn't feel good. Like honestly, like I wasn't taking care of myself and that doesn't feel good when you don't take care of yourself. And the thing with not taking care of yourself is it's really easy to not take care of yourself for real. Like it's really easy to not do that. It's really easy to sleep in. It's really easy to just go get fast food and to like go to Wawa and just get Wawa food or to go to Chick-fil-A and get nuggets. It's really easy to do that. It's really easy to not work out. It is. It's really easy to just like do nothing for real. It's so easy to do that. And to not take care of yourself and to not prioritize yourself. But on the flip side of that, it's really hard to sit with yourself knowing that you're not taking care of yourself and that you're really just letting your self-care fall to the wayside. That's hard to like come to terms with and really say to yourself, like, yeah, I'm not taking care of myself and I'm not the happiest with my mental state. And again, this has nothing to do with the physical sense of me. Like, I love my body. It lets me do incredible things. I love my mind. It lets me do incredible, creative, innovative things. But when I don't take care of myself, I feel it. And sure, I could do what I did last summer and make the business come first and my personal agenda falls to the wayside. And then what happens is you just get used to that chaoticness. And as soon as your body slows down and your brain gets a second, you start thinking of all these scenarios that could go wrong. I'll give you an example. Last summer, I just remember the day after Labor Day, you can rest, right? Because I closed the studios on Labor Day because it's a seasonal business. So I always say the day after Labor Day, you can rest. And I think last summer it was like September 7th or something. So I was like, on September 7th, you can sleep in and you can rest. So I ended up going home September 6th because I wanted to wake up in my own bed on September 7th at home. So I go home. And September 7th, I open my eyes and there's lawnmowers outside and it's so loud. And I'm like, well, that's a great way to wake up. And then the trash truck goes by and they start picking up the trash. And the lawnmowers and the trash start up so early. So it's like 6 a.m. and I'm hearing the trash and the lawnmowers. And I'm like, okay, well, that's quite the way to wake up. And then later that day, there was like two very important people in my life fought with one another that day. And I was very much so in the middle of it. And that was really hard on me because, you know, it's never fun to be in the middle of something, but then my mind just sort of fixated on that, right? And then it was just like, okay, so now that like the business is kind of, you know, done for the season and I can rest, my brain just begins to now fixate on something else. And it chose to fixate on the fact that I couldn't sleep in because of the lawnmowers and the trash. And then it fixated on this fight that these people had. And then it later on fixated to, I couldn't stop thinking about that fight. And it just manifested into something so much bigger in my head that I was then losing sleep about. And then it became, I'm going to sign up for a 3-month yoga teacher training. So then it was like all of my days were filled with yoga teacher training. And then after that, it was, I'm going to open up a third studio. And then that leads us to exactly where we are right now. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is truly endless. So from blue light glasses to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. By far, my favorite product from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I love saunaing, but the problem with the sauna is, one, it's at the gym. Two, I normally like to sauna at night and I don't like to go to the gym at night. And three, I don't want to drive all the way to the gym just to sauna to walk out. I don't know why. I feel like the front desk people are like, this girl was here for 20 minutes and then she left. Yeah, I was, and I'm self-conscious about it. Okay, sue me. Here's where Boncharge came in and solved this issue. The solution that I was thinking was, okay, maybe I can buy my own sauna, but they are so expensive and they're also really big. You can't really bring them anywhere. I'm at the beach half the time. Like, it just wouldn't really make sense. So instead, I got the Boncharge infrared sauna blanket. Oh my God, it solved every single problem that I had and it is the best thing I've ever done. So essentially what you do is you plug it in, you wait for it to heat up, which does not take long at all. Then you get in it. Your head stays out of the blanket and you can stay in this thing for literally ever and you get all of the same effects of a sauna. So you sweat, You get to like sweat out all of the gunk that's in your body from the day. I find myself really get way less stressed when I'm in the sauna blanket. I like to watch TV in the sauna blanket. Like I get all cozy. I put on the Toast or Vanderpump Rules or something like that. And it's just really, really nice. It helps me sleep better at night. It's just seriously the best thing ever. It's also really easy to clean. So every time I get in it, I know I have a fresh, clean sauna waiting for me. It's just the best thing ever. What's really cool is that Bonchard ships worldwide and in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They have really easy returns and exchanges. They even have a 30-day trial, and they have a 12-month warranty. Go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off your first order. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So what I'm getting at is I never carved out the time to prioritize myself, and I've never slowed down because of it. And because I've never slowed down, I've just been living in this really crazy, chaotic state. And I think my cortisol has been raised since this time last year. And I can really be, I'm now beginning to see it. I feel like my face is just a lot more puffy than it was. Like, it's just the clear symptoms of high cortisol, right? Like, I have like a, like they say stress holds on to your lower belly. And again, this has nothing to do with losing weight or anything physical, but they do say like a stress bloat is just when you just have like abdominal fat that is just stubborn and it just doesn't go away. I have that. It's just like, I have like this chronic little stress bloat. My face is very puffy all the time. I have these little breakouts on my forehead, and for a while I thought it was like maybe acne, but I actually figured out that it's lymphatic drainage that's happening on my forehead. My lymph nodes are just pretty swollen most of the time, like nothing to be concerned about, but like right under my jaw, they're just swollen. And it's just all these signs of just high cortisol, right? And it's because I've never let myself just rest. And I've never fully prioritized myself, which is really wild because I have this podcast where maybe you would think that's what I do. Yeah, but, you know, it's not always the case. So I've just been very fight or flight since last summer. And obviously with the moves I've made this summer and adding on another location has not helped at all. So I just kept saying to myself, like, it's okay. You'll get through it. You did it last summer. You'll do it again. And on the day after Labor Day, you can rest. Well, I don't want to wait till the day after Labor Day to rest. I want to enjoy my summer, have my businesses thrive, and I want to enjoy my businesses. I want to be the one to take classes there. I want to be the one that goes and hangs out there and be and is part of the community there. I want to enjoy my summer and go to the beach. I only went to the beach, you guys, like maybe 5 times last summer. I want to be able to go on the boat with my dad and go fishing with him in the middle of a Wednesday because that's what you do at the beach. I want to be able to go out to dinners and go to happy hours and hang out with friends and not feel guilty about it, not feel like I should be checking my email or making sure, you know, all clients are taken care of, things like that. I really want to enjoy myself and enjoy my summer and prioritize myself again. And even now when I say that out loud, I feel like I have to justify it and back that up and say, but I also want the businesses to do well. And I think that goes without saying. Like, and I also think this goes without saying. Two things can be true at once. I can want to prioritize myself and my well-being while making sure that everything else in my life is going well. And there's a balance to that, right? And it's about finding the balance. And that's where I wanted to incorporate this 75 hard, because above anything else, what this does is it brings a routine back into my life and a control, which I'm using that word very lightly, back into my life to prioritize me and my self-care and doing what I know deep down, my intuition. And look, when I think about my intuition and what I truly know deep down is good for me, I know what to do. I know that it's eating the foods that I enjoy and doing the mindful movements that I like doing and waking up so that I have time for myself and going to bed so that I have time to really get good sleep and being with friends and being in the sunshine. Like, it's the things that I know already that I've neglected for the past year, few months, whatever it might be, just because other things have taken precedence and priority. So it's really returning back home to an intuition and to something that I know, but there's something about having it in like a challenge format that makes it more fun and more, I don't know, like what's not, just yeah, more fun and like, okay, it's a challenge, like let's do it. So this wasn't even something that was on my mind at all. But the other night I was going to bed, I think it was Sunday night, I was going to bed and I was on my iPad just browsing YouTube, and this one girl, Hannah Renee, who I followed on YouTube for years and years and years, she posted that she did 75 hard and that it changed her life. And I put it on and I immediately fell asleep because that's what I do. Like, I always have this joke with my boyfriend where we like, we're picking a movie, and then after like 30 minutes of watching trailers, because I can never pick a movie to watch, I'm always like, you know what, just put on whatever you want because I'm going to fall asleep anyway. And it's always so true. Like, we pick a movie, it starts, I'm dead asleep. Like, I'm out cold. It's just how I am. I fall asleep in the movie theaters. Like, I always sleep during movies. It's the worst habit ever of mine. But I do stay awake for TV shows, which is interesting, but not movies. Why was I saying that? Oh yeah. So I put on this episode of, or this YouTube video, and I immediately fell asleep. So I barely even watched it, but it just put the idea in my head is what I'm getting at. So then on Monday morning, I woke up and I just felt very rushed this past Monday, right? I was just very like, I have to go to the spin studio, and then I have to go teach in Avalon, and then I have to drive home, and then I have to teach at Phoenixville, and then I, you know, go home, and then I eat dinner, and then I go to bed, and then I wake up the next day, and I have to do the front desk schedule, and I have to do the community week schedule, and I have to email all these people about, we have to get headshots, and we have to do blah, 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 blah. Like, it just like, it's this ongoing list, right? And I just woke up with that on Monday morning. And I started to journal about it, and I just, my journal, I don't even know where it was going, but it was kind of just going in this direction of like, I really need to prioritize myself, and I really need to live for myself, and I really need to fill myself up first, because you can't pour from an empty cup. We all know that. But if I really truly want the business to be as best as it can be, I need to be as best as I can be. If I want my employees to be as happy as they can be, I need to be as happy as I can be. And that's not selfish to say. That's not taking away from anyone else or anything else. And also, if the word business does not, you know, land with you, use a different term. Maybe it's your kids' happiness. Maybe it's your school that you want to get out of it. Maybe it's your career. Like, I just use the word business because that's relevant in my life. Of course, you apply this to whatever is applicable for you. But what I'm getting at is that I really was just writing down that like I needed something to prioritize me. And then I thought back to Hannah's video of 75 hard and I was like, well, what if I did that? You know, what if I did? And then I immediately thought back to, well, I can't talk about it online because years ago I said I would never do it. Well, things change, people change, and here I am doing it. So I modified it slightly because the rules didn't always apply to me. Like one of them was no alcohol. I already don't drink alcohol. So I did modify some of the rules slightly just for more manageable for me. So I'm going to go through and talk about what my five rules are. And I even wrote myself a little contract. And as I'm currently recording this, I'm still very early in on my 75 hard journey. But if you guys like this, I can make another episode about like what my workout routine looks like, what my meals look like, what my mindset looks like, things like that. And if that's something you guys are interested in, I'd be more than happy to talk about that as well. But I have to say, like I said, I'm still very early on, but I do feel really good. I am definitely prioritizing myself. And I started this on a Monday, which is important for me to say that because my Mondays are without a doubt my busiest, most chaotic days. I'm always anxious on a Monday morning. I'm always really stressed out on a Monday. I always just have a lot to do on Mondays. And the fact that I was able to get all this done on my most anxious days, my most stressful days, my most chaotic days, my busiest days, gave me a lot of hope. And it when I went to bed Monday night, I went to bed literally at 8:45 the Monday that I started this. I was so tired. But I went to bed feeling really proud of myself. And I feel like I put out my best self in every scenario that I was in that day. And I really do think it had a lot to do with prioritizing myself. So the reason that I'm doing 75 hard is to bring back my self-care and reprioritizing me and what matters to me and doing what I know is good for me. I'm just listening to my intuition, and it's just in the form of a challenge that happens to exist in the context of 75 hard. So, yeah. Okay. Let me talk about my five, I don't like the word rules, but guidelines, markers. I have five of them, whatever we want to call it. Okay. Number one. This is on par with 75 hard, and that's two workouts a day, one of them being outside. And each workout is like at least 45 minutes. That's the traditional rule. So what I do with this is, yes, I do one outside walk a day. That has been really awesome, and it's been actually really cool for my circadian rhythm. I haven't really been walking a ton lately. Like that really stopped last summer when I was walking a lot because last fall, winter, spring, I was walking all the time. I would wake up and I would walk. And then the summer hit and I stopped doing that because I was going to the studios in the morning and I just didn't really have time. And then if I didn't have time in the morning, it got too hot in the day and whatever. So I really wasn't doing that as much as I could. And then, you know, I started to develop that a little bit more again, come the fall, winter, and now we're in the spring. But that really did slip. And that was something that brought me a lot of peace, a lot of joy. And it's also, I know that's good for me, right? Like the intuition, I know that is good for me. The circadian rhythm, the vitamin D, getting the sunlight in my eyes, all that stuff I know, but I just wasn't doing it. And I was starting to feel it. I was feeling that deprivation of not getting the morning sunlight and not walking. So for me, I'm prioritizing one walk a day and one sort of movement a day, whether it be yoga or maybe two walks or a Melissa Wood Health or a class at Stride or weightlifting or just, you know, teaching spin, anything. It's just a workout. So it's one workout a day and then one walk outside a day. Typically my workouts, the workout that I enjoy the most is yoga. So that's what I try to do most of the days is yoga. On the days that I don't do yoga, I will typically do a class at Stride, whether it be a Pilates class or that's pretty much what I do, like a Pilates class at Stride. Or I'll do Melissa Wood Health if I'm doing something at home. And a lot of those classes are not 45 minutes. They are, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So I'll do that and that works for me. Today I lifted, I'm ovulating. So when I ovulate, I always feel really strong and I really crave lifting. So I did that today with my mom. Felt really good. Very in tune with my body. And again, it's not because I'm trying to look a certain way. It's just like, it's that craving of, I want to feel good and this is what gets me to feel good. So marker number one is 2 workouts a day, one of which is outside, and I just make that one a walk. The second thing is 70 ounces of water a day, but I like to break that down by how many Owala water bottles is that, and for me it's 3. So it's 3 Owala water bottles a day. The rule is 1 gallon of water a day, but I always just do what I learned in like fourth grade and I never forgot it, which is you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces a day. So I just did 70 ounces of water a day. And yeah, that feels good. I am horrible at drinking water. So I really, this is like the hardest one, honestly, drinking water. I'm really, really not good at it, but I feel the effects of not drinking enough water. So I really need to work on this. And this has definitely been the hardest one so far. Number 3 is quote unquote, follow a diet. I don't have any diet that I follow. I really don't. So the only thing that I said here was I want to prioritize protein, which I've talked about in a few episodes. I want to focus on whole foods, which I said in the beginning of the year, and no fast food. What I mean by no fast food is I don't want to like be getting my lunches, breakfast, dinners at Wawa. I don't really want to be getting Chick-fil-A. Like I don't want to be doing that sort of stuff. I just want to either eat at a restaurant and a sit-down meal that's nice that I want to pay for, or I want to make food at home. I just don't want like this fast food thing. Like I don't, when I say fast food, I used to only think fast food was like McDonald's, Wendy's, things like that. Obviously that does fall in that category, but like Wawa, like the convenience factor of that sort of fast food, I would rather spend my money on groceries and make it at home or at a nice restaurant and sit down and just like really enjoy the meal and the experience of it all. So I'm not following any sort of diet. Again, all food is on the table. I'm not cutting out sugar, carbs. I'm not following like a keto diet, vegan, paleo. Like I'm not doing any of that because that to me, I know is not a good place for me to be at. But I do know what's good for me. And again, it's following the intuition of prioritizing protein, eating whole foods, and just sourcing my food responsibly. Like, where are the eggs from? Which I'm now lucky because I get my eggs from my friend Jules. Like, where are my eggs from? Where is this flour from? What's in this food? Like, could I make this? You know, just really prioritizing whole foods. I feel better, and that's what matters. So I really want to continue with that when it comes to 75 hard, and especially in the busiest season of my life, meaning the summertime, or of my year, I should say. It's really easy for me just to go to Wawa because both studios are surrounded by Wawa. And Wawa, if you guys aren't from the East Coast or the Northeast, I should say, or like the Philly, Jersey area, it's essentially just like, I do thank Alex Earl though for putting Wawa on the map. It's like a gas station, but it has food and the food is really good. And they have like hoagies and it's just good food. Like I don't know how to explain it, but it's definitely like that fast food kind of gas station food vibe, but it's like elevated. I don't know how to explain it. It sounds disgusting when I describe it because maybe it is, but I don't know. I just grew up with it, so to me it's normal. But it's just I don't want to be doing that. Like I'm busy, but I'm not busy enough to not feed myself well. Because when I think about it, like the days that I'm busiest are the days that I need to be fueled the best. Alongside that, the days that I'm busiest are the days that I need self-care the most, right? Like, and if we always wait for the perfect time, it's never going to come. And we're always going to be waiting for the time to prioritize self-care. So that's kind of where this all comes into play. So number 3 is follow a diet, but I don't have a diet. I'm just prioritizing protein, whole foods, and no fast food. Okay, number 4. Typically, it's no alcohol, but I don't drink alcohol. And a few episodes ago, I was saying like, oh, I was toying around with drinking alcohol. And I definitely was like, and, you know, and I've talked about it with a few friends, like, oh, maybe I'll have a drink every now and then. I have to yawn. Sorry. I could cut it out, but I probably won't edit that out. I had to yawn. I think it's just because I'm not breathing. Anyway, I was toying around with the idea of like having an Aperol Spritz or a margarita or a glass of Sauvignon Blanc. I don't want to. Like, I saw a post that was from Melissa Wood Health a few days later, and it was like her just being like, I love that I don't drink, along those lines. And I just thought to myself, like, I am too. Like, I'm really glad that I don't. And I'm really proud of myself that I don't. And I don't want to stop that. So maybe one day I will, but right now I'm going to keep going with no alcohol. So with that being said, I'm replacing this one with no soda and no scrolling. So these are like my two vices. So the no soda is because since I stopped drinking alcohol, I've started drinking a lot more soda. And I think the soda might also have to do with like my face being really puffy, but also it's just not that good for you. So it's like, yeah, I don't drink alcohol, but I drink soda. It's like, come on, girl. So I really do want to cut out soda. And Poppy sending Alex Earl to Coachella with their lemon lime new flavor has totally got me, because now I'm like, oh, I'll just try the new Poppy flavor, because I don't know what it is, but recently I had a resurgence of Sprite. I used to only drink Sprite when I was a kid. And then I like totally got off of Sprite, and I was like, I can't believe I used to even drink Sprite. And then a year ago, I was at Universal with my boyfriend, and we were like nauseous from going on the rides at Universal. And we sat down and we had a Sprite, and we were like, oh my God, why did we ever stop drinking Sprite? It's so good. And then a few weeks ago, a month ago, whenever I was in California, I was with my best friend Lindsay, and we were at a restaurant and they had Sprite there. So we got Sprite like from a fountain machine. I don't know what they put in the Sprite. It was the best Sprite I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And to the point where I was like, why did I ever stop drinking Sprite? This is so good. So when I stopped drinking it, so I drank it then, and then I was just hooked on it. And I've been drinking Sprite like kind of frequently. And I was like, okay, I really want to stop drinking soda, because I don't feel good when I finish my Sprite. Like I don't feel very good. So I want to stop drinking soda, and I don't want to scroll. It doesn't make me feel good. So those are two things that are the same in my mind. Soda and scrolling don't feel good. So I wanted to put that in 75 hard. So no soda and no scrolling. And then number five is read a daily meditation and then journal at least 10 minutes a day. So the daily meditation book that I'm currently reading is Journey to the Heart by Melody Beattie. And that has been absolutely amazing. And then I want to journal based on whatever I'm thinking that day. So whether it's a brain dump or a meditation or things like that. The other rules that I did not include that's in the traditional rule set of 75 hard is you take a progress picture every day. Like I said, this is not about aesthetics for me. This is not about losing weight. This is not about toning up. This is not about looking any certain way. This is about making a routine and carving out time for myself in the busiest time of my season. So this has nothing to do with body image for me. And number two, the second rule is you have to read like 10 minutes of like a nonfiction book a day. I just wanted to do my meditation and journal every day, because that was more important to me than reading books. So those are my five rules. And then I wrote a little contract to myself. And this contract has really held me accountable, because today, for example, when I went to the gym, I normally only go to Lifetime to take yoga. I really like their yoga program. They have a great program. And I got a lash lift and tint yesterday, and you're not allowed to sweat for 24 hours. And those are expensive. Okay. So I was like, I'm not going to ruin this by going to take yoga, because when I'm taking hot yoga at Lifetime, I may as well be taking a shower in the middle of class. Like, that's how drenched I get while I take these classes. So I was like, I'm not ruining that. So I will just go to the gym tomorrow and lift. Well, when I got to the gym, I was literally the only girl. And I haven't lifted in a very long time. I was literally the only girl. And like I said, I'm ovulating. So I was craving a lift. And I was like, this is what I want to do today. So I had a plan. I was literally the only girl in the weight room. And I was like, I'm uncomfortable. And then on top of it, they all were like recording themselves, which it's not, that's no big deal. Like that really doesn't bother me. But today I just was like, I really don't want to be in the background of someone's videos because I'm already feeling really uncomfortable and really out of place. So now I don't want to do that even more. So I texted my mom and I was like, can we go to Planet Fitness? So I met up with my mom at Planet Fitness and I lifted with her there, and I'm so happy her and I did that. But anyway, I think that I really did that because I wrote out this little contract to myself and I signed it. And I remember today when I was leaving Lifetime, I was like, I could just go home and it could just be done. But I was like, no, I wrote a contract. I'm going to see it through. So I'm going to read you guys my contract, and it's so cute. Okay, so I wrote, I, Victoria DeSimone, which it's so funny because when I said that my name was Victoria a few episodes ago, I got so many DMs from you guys being like, I had no idea your full name was Victoria. And it is. My full name is Victoria. And I've been like going through this rebranding where I keep thinking to myself like, do I want to introduce myself as Victoria? And I think that day is coming, and I feel like it's coming sooner rather than later, where I begin to say Victoria instead of Tori to new people that I meet. I just think Victoria is a beautiful name and I love the name, and it just sounds very mature and wise and elegant and beautiful and all qualities that I would love to be described as. So I could really embody it if I step into my full name and begin to call myself Victoria to new people that I've never met before. So to you guys, I'll always be Tori, but maybe to new people, I'll be Victoria. Anyway, okay. I, Victoria DeSimone, commit to 75 days of 75 hard to develop a regimented routine when I need it the most to prioritize myself. Each day from today, April 15th, to Saturday, June 29th, I will complete and track numbers 1 through 5. With my signature, I am bound to this contract. And then I signed it. And it's so stupid, but it's helped me. So this is my 75 hard contract. And again, it has nothing to do with aesthetics, nothing to do with losing weight, toning up, nothing like that. But they are health and fitness goals for the spring and the summer. But it's really just to prioritize myself as I get busy. So then what I do with this is each day I just write down like number 1, which stands for my workouts. And then I write a little checkbox of like on Tuesday, April 16th, for example, I walked, checked, yoga, check. Number 2, I write 3 little check marks to symbolize my 3 Owalas. Check, check, check. Number 3, I just write down like what I plan to eat that day just so that it helps me like make sure I have the right groceries. Or like on Tuesday, I was home, so my mom like stocked the fridge, benefits of living with your parents. So I just wrote down like what it is I ate that day so that if I'm ever stumped of like what I want to eat, I can just like look back on it and get ideas. And then I write number 4, which stands for no soda, no scrolling. So then I wrote little check marks, no soda, no scrolling, check, check. And then number 5, I write down the meditation for the day. And that one was, you'll see the answer. And then I write down a journal prompt, or I just brain dump. And it's been really nice. So it's like my own little journal. I have a little contract for my 75 hard. And yeah, like I said, I'm still pretty early into it. As you guys can tell, this started on April 15th and today is, what is today? April 29th. So we're about 2 weeks into it. And yeah, that's my health and fitness goals for the spring and summer. And I wanted to share it. So that's all that I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for listening to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I love you guys. I hope you all enjoyed this episode and hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. Be sure to, oh my God, I almost said what I say at the end of my fitness classes, which is be sure to wipe down your bikes, high five your neighbors, and I'll see you guys next week. But what I meant to say was, if you guys wouldn't mind rating the show and sending it to a friend, it helps so much. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Manifest Monday. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye, guys.